Very short taste of Rashi this morning. Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael that they're about to conquer the other side of the Yarden. Shema Yisrael, ata over ayom at Yarden, lavor yareshet goyim, gedolim va'atzumim mimeka. Arim gedolot uvitzurot v'shamayim. Rashi comments, gedolim va'atzumim mimeka, ata atzum v'hem atzumim mimcha. Rashi's commenting that it didn't need to say mimeka, it could have just said you're going to conquer nations that are gedolim va'atzumim. That's it. That they are great and populous, that there's lots of people, very large nations, but it says larger than you. So Rashi says, it's trying to tell you, Moshe is trying to tell us that, that you are great, but they are greater. It's interesting because this phrase of Gdolim Vatzumim shows up in many places in Dvarim. In some places Rashi says nothing, but actually at the end of the parasha, in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Kaf Dalet, Rashi says even more than over here. Over there, where the same exact phrase comes up, Gdolim Vatzumim Mikem, Rashi says, Atem Giborim, Vehem Giborim Mikem, which is the same as what he says over here, but he adds on, Shem Lo Shi Yisrael Giborim, Ma Shevachahu, Shem Shabech Atem Arim, Lomar Vatzumim Mikem, Ela Atem Giborim Mishar Umot, Vehem Giborim Mikem. Rashi comments over there that the point of this phrase of adding on that we are great and they are great is to say, you know, if they were such a great, if they were a great nation, but they weren't greater than you, then it would be no big deal. The point is that you're a great nation, you're greater than most other nations, but they're even greater than you, so you should realize that there's a miracle involved when you conquer their nation, because that only makes my name greater. Yom Tov.